Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy, how you doing?
I'm okay. Looking forward to chatting with you about the art scene.
Do you realize this is going to be the 124th time we've done it?
Well, you see, that's what I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice highlights of Zeke's alternate art perspective and review is what I was thinking about this past weekend, actually, because I realized we're December. We should do little highlights of the archives.
I'm not a big fan of highlights per se.
You might not be. I am.
Just,
to be fair, because it's something to celebrate, is it not? And reflect and highlight.
I'm never a big fan of that. I just like going on new stuff, always new stuff. But since I actually did make a list of which one. I was very surprised. I thought we had spoken to more people in studio, but do you realize there were only 5 people that came in this year so far? We had Kate Puxley, who was in, I think, like last week or 2 weeks ago. There was Vera Frankel, who we spoke to on the phone. There was Albert O'Hanman. Actually, I take it back. It's the 124th time that I've done this. However, some of those are on the Wednesday mornings or on the Tuesday mornings or on the Friday mornings. And there was Lev Bratishenko from the CCA and Dwight Baird. And so I got to get on my horse and get us some more people in to talk to. And the one thing that I wanted to mention, because I don't know if anybody listening to on the radio knows that all of these things that I do and stuff like that are on the internet as well.
I don't know if that many people know that. I don't think that many people do.
But if you go to zekeontheair.blogspot.com, you can catch everything that has been done on the air here.
You also have some work, I think, even in the archives. No, isn't there another section that's like this digital archive?
Yeah, that's the digital archive. That's the Zeke's alternate art stuff. It's called Zeke. The URL is zekeontheair.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And there it's if you want to hear the interviews. This is why I'm not a big fan of sort of highlight shows, because they're there at any time. So if you want to hear the interview with Kate Puxley or you want to hear the interview with Dwight Barrett, you can go and listen to it entirely on your own. It's not like it's being hidden or it's secret or it's stashed away someplace or that it's inaccessible. It's there and for your listening pleasure.
It's just, it's nice to know which picks you'd like for our listeners to listen to, which is what you just mentioned for the in-studio guests. Uh-huh. Those are it. Yes, so people who want to go back and listen in, they could go listen.
Exactly.
That's just delightful.
And there, though, to go on a little bit and think about the future, if you're not doing anything on Wednesday, unfortunately I am because my mom invited me for dinner, and so I can't say no to my mom. But Raphael Lozano Hemmer, he is probably the most amazing kick-ass Montreal artist in existence right now. He travels around the world. He does absolutely super spectacular stuff using... way more technology than I ever can grasp my head around. He's giving a talk at the CCA on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then also, I don't know, do you have one of the ads for the Hymn to the Universe thing?
I do.
If you have a chance, go see it. It's the sort of thing. It's amazing, wonderful, super spectacular, phenomenal, and thoroughly enjoyable as well. And then because, you're still under 30, your birthday isn't until like next week, right?
No, I... past 30. Margo's laughing because she knows this.
Margo's under 30 because it's
dirt. Thank you for the compliment.
It's dirt cheap if you're under 30. It's the sort of thing where it's like like about $20 or something like that.
Well.
It's there, but it's not that expensive if you're over 30. It's $34, and that's with all the taxes, and so there's no service charges or anything. It's $34, and I think 25 cents or something like that for ticket. Highly, highly, highly recommended. This is the dance thing with the Sun Ra Orchestra that's happening at the Sanctum Sal de Place des Arts, happening on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th this week.
So, what is so spectacular about the Hymn to the Universe?
Well, first of all,
I was curious to know about, because I've heard the messages that we've aired, but I'm not quite sure what.
Okay,
it's
the sort of thing where the Sun Ra Orchestra was started by this guy Sun Ra, who insisted he was from Saturn. And he just does this sort of very, very melodic and nice free jazz. And now since he's dead, the band has been taken over by this guy, Marshall Allen, who I don't know, must be 85 if he's a day. And they play superlative stuff. They're just a band because they are on the road probably, 250, 300 days a year, they just know what they're doing and how they're doing it. And so they've come up with this thing, which is a Hymn to the Universe. It shows the whole progression of the way that life exists according to Sun Ra. And then is opposed to just being music, there's also all these dancers involved, and it's the dancers who actually dance out the actions of this hymn to the universe. You start with Adam and Eve and stuff like that, and then there's this little puppet master guy, and then there's some Carmen Miranda wannabe types, and then there's some lots and lots of sparkle spangles and sort of you know nudie jackets? You know, the kind that the country and western singers wear, which are all sparkly and spangly.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. These
like little vests.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, these are complete costumes that. And yeah, the dancers are spectacular. There's Margie Gillis and there are a bunch of other people. Unfortunately, I didn't bring my notes to list off all the dancers, but it is phenomenal and actually Sankyam Sal is one of my favorite new venues in town because it's really, really small and intimate. And it's the sort of thing where, while you don't want to go up and touch the dancers, you are close enough that you could touch the dancers.
And you were mentioning before at the CCA event?
Yes, Rafael Lozano Hemmer, who is the, what was it? He's, his studio is right around the corner. You know where Leica is?
Yes.
His studio is right behind Leica. Mm. Uh-huh, and so he's like a local boy, except for the fact...
Is he right on Duluth?
No. You go toward the bathroom in Leica.
Oh, inside
yes,
Leica.
Yes,
he's inside. Which is on Sailor on.
Yeah, 4060, and he's, I think, studio number 5 or something like that. If you stop before you go to the bathroom, his studio's there. He does, light internet installation, technological stuff, and it's where, he's done these things where you take an entire... city square, sort of Champ de Mars or Place d'Armes or something like that, and then he will lay a grid of spotlights on it that are all LED spotlights so that they are super environmentally friendly and stuff like that. Then he hooks them up in such a way so that on the internet you can then set up the pattern that you want them to show, and then you hit press and send, and then it goes and does that and stuff like that, and he's done it all around the world, and it is, yes, super smooth, and he's giving a talk at the CCA. I'm really annoyed, but I can't be annoyed.
You had to attend.
I can't really be annoyed at my mom because she is giving me dinner and stuff like that, and she is my mom, but it's...
On the upside,
yes.
For the CCA, they do have some podcasts.
Yes, they
so
will
they
be.
They probably will be recording it.
Yes, they definitely will be recording it, and at some point, it's unfortunately, they are not as speedy as we are. Because it's the sort of thing where once you don't hear my voice anymore, it's 5 minutes later, it's up on the internet,
right.
And it's there, it's with the CCA, it's likely to take a month or so.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, the Canadian Center for the Architecture is located on Bayou Street.
Yeah, 1420, I think.
It's near Fort Street. It's right
in between Fort and St. Mark.
It's a beautiful area.
Yes.
I miss going to the CCA, mm-hmm. actually. It's that nice spot that you just want to, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you see the stars of the sky and you see the CCA.
No, you're in Montreal. You can't see the stars at all.
You do see the stars when you go to the CCA.
Ah.
I've seen them.
Your eyes are obviously better than mine.
Anyway, but yes, that's great. So Wednesday night, there's a talk.
Yes.
Good to know.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can go see him to the universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to also chatting about some highlights of the Zeke's.
We just did. I mentioned them all.
No. I mean, I'm going to air some. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Some little snippets. I want to do that actually this year, a tribute to the contributors on the show.
I think
including Sabrina.
I think
including Margot.
I think we should do the greatest hits of Margot and Sabrina.
Oh, yes. And you.
No,
Zeke.
Just right. Margot and Sabrina.
No. Time right now is 7:42.